This is Edible Crayons, a podcast on animation and cartoons, and free of airborne smugness. I'm May.
I'm Spaghetti.
Slap, 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 clap, clap, clap. I am Mr. Bulby, or David.
Mr. David.
Mr. David, the one true Bulby.
All right, so what's everyone's been watching?
Well, I tried watching Yu Yu Hakusho, couldn't do it, just can't watch it again, it's just, you know, gotta find something new, can't get back into anime, it's kinda hard.
It's not like somebody might have ruined it or anything.
A couple people have.
I keep thinking of like the anime club video I think I made you watch.
That's horrible.
With the high school
kids. Can we not go any further into that? That whole thing was just bad to watch. Mr. David, what about you?
He's seen it.
Seen what?
Well, yeah, but like, what has he been watching any shows? You never asked him.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, everyone. Yeah. It was a generalized question.
Well, let's see here. I've been watching my main man, Bulby, on the Jimmy Neutron. Gotta keep it real. Gotta keep it. Keep it PG. I also recently watched the this really good Batman animation. It was called Assault on Arkham, and like usually I don't expect a lot because like number one, Batman, like he's always been cool to me, but he's never been like, you know, my main dude, right? He's never been like my go-to superhero. I've never really been a big DC guy, but this anime really like changed me. Because number one, it was about Suicide Squad. Let's be real here. Suicide Squad.
Change your life.
Change my life. It was about Suicide Squad. And it wasn't like, I don't think it was animated for kids. It was like.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I was going to say it was really gory. It was really like in your face action. Like, it was awesome. I loved it. I personally loved it.
Well, Harley Quinn got a bigger role in this one too.
Yeah. I mean, I was really hoping that KGB guy was going to be like in it for a while, but. Well, that just didn't.
Does the Joker show up with damaged tattoos?
No. He does show up.
Yeah. Oh, you've seen Assault on Arkham?
Oh, no, yeah.
I haven't, but she has.
It was good, yeah. Wasn't it? Like it was really surprisingly good.
Yeah, Harley hates the Joker's guts for good reasons in this one.
Yeah.
Like, that was actually, like, I'm kind of glad they finally brought that to the screen, because.
Yeah, half the time it's just not.
Because she's just, like, fawning over him and everything, and it's like, oh, she got pushed out of a window in the original series.
Yeah.
People kept forgetting that.
That was a nice change of pace. What else?
More Bulby.
Yeah, more Bulby. I've been trying to think. I'm going to look through my movie collection here. See what else I've been watching. Other than that, been like revisiting some old Disney movies.
Aladdin.
There's other movies in Disney than Aladdin.
Okay,
there's
I was
only
really
one Disney movie.
So like I had been avoiding these movies for like a long time, and like for no like really good reason other than like I didn't understand what the whole concept behind it was. And so finally, like a couple weeks ago, I sat down and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna watch these. I'm going to be happy about it. And I really was. I was really surprised by how good they were. And those were the How to Train Your Dragon movies.
Oh, wow.
I told you they were good.
I know. Like, I just, like, I never, like, they didn't really appeal to me. I was like, eh. And, like, the second one was even really good. I was very, very surprised by how good those were.
Yeah, I was really hesitant when I'm watching those as well.
I regret not seeing the first one in theaters. I saw that one when it came out on DVD because everyone kept telling me Avatar is such a good film.
You mean Pocahontas 2.0?
Pocahontas 2.0, I actually haven't heard that one.
Like, I'm still kicking myself why I didn't go see How to Train Your Dragon instead of just Avatar.
May, did I ever tell you about what my dad said about the movie? Because he got to see it before I did.
Oh,
just a bunch of blue bastards running around doing fuck knows what.
Classic Steve.
Something to do with nature, though. I don't know. I kind of fell asleep. He still, to this day, does not remember the movie. I ask him every time, Dad, what'd you think about Avatar? He's just, huh?
I know my dad.
Who are you?
He saw the movie with
me,
actually. My dad actually saw the movie with me. He didn't like it either. He's just like, I don't know, something about nature and some
be what you want.
He said it like beating the dead horse of some allegory.
It was just such like your like plot A goes right in this line, plot B goes right in this line. There will be no variations. This is our movie.
Thank you, James Cameron.
Okay, what I saw that movie as is like, because when I try to watch movies, I try to see the good in movies just because money went into that and people's lives
money.
And stuff. And so it's like,
and people's
you know,
lives.
Like people's livelihoods.
The Navi, the poor Navi that got blown up for that.
No, I'm talking like people's livelihoods, film. Like the animators and stuff. And what I see that movie as is it's not like, it's not your good game. It's your crisis where it is a benchmark. Like, this is what a PC will run at game. And, like, that was a really good, like, anime, like CGI, like, special effects movie when it came out.
Yeah.
It set one of those new benchmarks.
Well, here's what it was. It really sold IMAX.
Yeah.
Really was like, here's a reason why you should go to IMAX.
So I did like that about it, the like special effects of it. And so
that's like the only thing why people talked about it
back
when it first came out. It's so cool. And the plot itself is just...
Yeah. I don't know. I thought it was kind of goofy that... You know what? I'm going to say this right now. I don't care about spoilers. They're going to happen. But I thought it was really...
It was his sleigh.
Like, I started kind of laughing when that robot fight, you know, in the end of the movie.
Oh,
he pulls out
was...
a giant combat knife and I'm like, really?
Yeah, I thought that... Oh, my...
At what point is it no longer a spoiler when that movie came out? Like...
I mean, I hear like a lot of podcasts and everything, and like everybody on the internet now does the whole spoiler warning thing. It's just like, look, if you didn't see the movie, too bad.
I think it's only like fair with movies that recently come out, like Inside Out, but if it's like a movie like The Sixth Sense, like he was dead the whole time, or it was a sleigh there, like that's kind of understandable, but like try not like people are just spoiling we that just came out a week and it's like dude.
Here's a fair way to put it. Has anybody seen Inside Out?
No.
I have.
Okay, well then we can't spoil Inside Out if David wants to see it.
I do want to see it.
Okay, then there we go.
All right.
I'm tired of like kicking myself for not going and seeing Disney movies in theaters.
I don't know. I'm glad I didn't see Brave. I still haven't seen Big Hero 6. I refuse to see Cars 2.
See Cars 2. I did enjoy Big Hero 6.
Oh, Hatsuki really actually saw Cars 2 the other week.
Hatsuki!
And she was just like, oh, I saw it.
Oh, sorry.
And it was kind of funny. She was trying so hard. She's a really nice, soft-spoken person who doesn't have a mean bone in her body. Mm-hmm. And she tried her hardest to not sound disappointed in this movie.
Why was she disappointed?
She couldn't really say. It's like, oh, it wasn't very good. Like she didn't want to say it sucked. Like pretty much, it was like, oh, it wasn't Pixar's best film. Like she was tiptoeing around it. And it's like it sucked. Just admit it. It was a terrible film, Hatsuki. It's okay.
All right. Well, okay. I guess we've already really transitioned the whole Inside Out opinions thing, like, at this point, right? Okay, so, like, I really want to talk about this now. And, I mean, you're probably going to hate me, but I want you to go first about your impressions.
All right. Oh, David's
going to... No, let him go. Let him go. We'll keep going. He'll come back.
It's honestly one of Pixar's best films they put out in the past few years. Like, what was the last one? Toy Story 3.
Wasn't there something good that came out at... What about Up?
Up came out, like, before Toy Story 3.
Oh, it did?
It? Yeah.
Yeesh.
And...
Wow.
That gap between Toy Story 3 and Inside Out was Cars 2...
I keep forgetting Cars is a Disney movie. I keep thinking it's DreamWorks because it's so bad. I was like, how come they haven't made a Shrek Cars crossover?
It's that bad of a film. You mistake it for DreamWorks.
Hey, speaking of bad films, I've been talking about this all the time, but why didn't they ever make a Donkey movie? They made Puss in Boots, but they didn't make Donkey. Was there something Eddie Murphy did? Like, to keep him from getting a Donkey movie?
I think because he's not as popular as he used to be. Like, Mike right. Myers. Like, nobody talks about Mike Myers anymore.
Mm.
And Eddie Murphy, when was the last time people went crazy over an Eddie Murphy film? Like, Coming to Never. America, The Nutty Professor.
Never. But, like, just the whole... what did you think about the whole journey in Inside Out, though, without revealing the ending?
It was great. Like, I love how there was, like, no real villain. It was just... like, just how the characters interacted with one another.
I was so ready for Bing Bong to be the villain.
I was
so ready for Bing Bong to be the villain.
I was gonna be like, oh, I call it a mile away. He's gonna,
I was
like,
so calling it. It didn't happen.
Yeah, like him to sabotage the journey. He's like, oh, I'm gonna take over.
Yeah, because like, you notice he was taken. He was taking those memories. Not yeah. poor memories, but just like the regular ones.
Wait, why did he?
They were supposed to be the ones about him, right?
They
him,
never...
Him and wait. Her, right? Yeah, you know, because like he's going around and he's like, oh, I won't take you. Actually, I'm just kidding. You're too cute. I'm taking you. I can't do a Bing Bong impression to save my life.
That was like a really botched genie impression.
You know, I'm getting kind of fond of you, Al.
But
go on.
Did they mention why he was taking those memories with him?
I don't think they ever did, but he had a bag where like yeah. when he opened it, there was just tons of them. And the yeah. memories weren't like really faded. They were just, you know, and they were all joy memories, you know, they were all the happy memories.
Oh yeah.
I still find it weird that I can't reveal it. About the memories and the, you know how the memories are different in the end of the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't bring it up. Damn it!
Turns out the little girl was Tyler Durden this whole time. I know, like, there was, like, the earlier concept for, like, the movie. The little girl, she was supposed to meet her memories at one point.
Oh, she, like, somehow...
No, not her memories, but her emotions. She was actually going to meet them at one point.
Ooh. Were they expecting it to be like Honey, We Shrunk the Kids or Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves kind of thing?
No, it was supposed to be like this dream scene she was going to have.
Oh, so like Dreamscape minus...
yeah, like it was going to...
Was it Douglas or... No, it was Dennis. Douglas Quaid. Arnold.
Yeah, and it was going to be one point where she just meets him when she's dreaming. So
Dreamscape minus Dennis Quaid.
Yeah, it would have been like Osmosis Jones if Bill Murray ever met Chris Rock.
Did you like Osmosis Jones?
I remember liking the animated series. I hated the movie.
Why'd you hate the movie?
I don't know. I'm not a big fan of the Farley brothers.
Oh, for a second, I thought you were going to say that Chris Farley was in it. I was going to be like, whoa. Whoa,
what?
Hold the phone. Give me a sec, I gotta eat a meatball. Spaghetti's eating spaghetti.
It's cannibalism.
Delicious cannibalism. I wonder where Mr. David went.
You didn't say, but let's keep spoiling.
I'll start spoiling it. So, you're gonna hate me. I'm starting to look at Inside Out like I did Prometheus.
What?
When you first leave the movie, you're just like, oh my god, it was great. But then the longer I sit and think about it, the more I think, you know, I'm starting not to like it. No. And it's not because of the short in the beginning. It's not because of the short in the beginning.
It's not because of the short.
Oh, the short was pretty good, too.
I didn't like it. The song was really bad.
Oh,
wait, what are we talking about?
How I didn't like Inside Out.
No, he didn't like the short. You know, every Pixar film has, like, the short in the beginning of it.
Let me back it up. Okay.
This one has, like, two volcanoes that sing.
Yeah, that. Like, I left the movie theater with the same impression I had with Prometheus, where I thought the movie was great, and the more time I spent away from it and thought about it, the more I didn't like it.
You didn't like Prometheus?
That's a whole different thing. We're gonna have to talk about that in another podcast.
Okay, fair.
So The issue with Inside Out that I had was I never realized how short of a journey they actually had.
Yeah.
They leave the tower, and they pretty much just go right. And then they change their direction, so technically they keep going left. And then they get back in the tower. I thought they were going to go on, like, a giant journey through the mind, but it was actually really short-lived. And neither inside the girl's mind or outside in the world did either of them really progress anywhere besides the house or school. What? I can talk about it.
I know, I'm just kind of upset you don't like it anymore.
And it was just one of those things where, like, you know, there was a couple parts I liked, but then I realized, you know, they didn't really go all that many places. Not too much happened in the movie. It was just, what really happens is they slowed down at the really emotional moments.
Well, yeah, of course they do.
They slowed down at those moments, and you're just kind of sitting there absorbing that in. And then you're just on a massive feels trip the entire time. And then when you leave, you're like, oh, that movie was great. And then afterwards, you're like, wait a minute.
Son of a bitch, Pixar.
Pixar fucked me again.
Gotcha.
So you just
got him. Oh, this entire joke. I should not have done that. Mr. David, what are your impressions so far? You haven't seen it yet.
I have not. Looks like a good movie.
It's one of their better films they put out
recently. Does it beat A Bug's Life? Does it beat A Bug's Life?
You know, I'd have to watch. Actually, yeah, I didn't like Bug's Life.
What?
I'm trying to remember Bug's Life.
My main man flick, though.
It was okay.
It was no ants.
Okay. Oh, you're pushing shit. It here. You're pushing
ants
it here.
Ants versus Bug's Life. What was better? Had the better score?
Bug's Life. Let's be real here. But if we put an ants on the screen,
yeah, but you know Sylvester what else we're Stallone throw was in that movie.
Oh, you know you have Kevin Spacey in Bug's Life.
And let's be real here, Kevin Spacey was in The Men Who Stare at Goats.
I still haven't seen that movie. I think about that all the time.
Okay, here's my thing, is I think that everybody who saw it and didn't like it was taking it as a serious movie, and it was not a serious movie. Yeah.
How can you take it serious? George Clooney was in it.
Okay. If you watch that movie and think of it as a prequel to Star Wars, you'll love it.
Oh my god.
What? Why Star Wars prequels?
Because Obi-Wan is in it. Because Obi-Wan is in it and he is learning the Force.
Oh.
But he learns it from Qui-Gon.
I totally forgot.
It just ruins the continuity.
I'm sorry, I keep thinking of Ewan McGregor.
Yeah, Ewan McGregor's in it.
Yeah.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were talking about the one from episode one.
No.
Oh, well, wow.
If you just think of it as a prequel to Star Wars, you'll love it.
You know, that's how I thought about the movie The Grey.
I went
into that movie with an old roommate of mine who was really big into Star Wars. Like, we both were really geeking out because, I mean, come on, Qui-Gon Jinn. So we just convinced ourselves that, okay, so when a Jedi dies and they go to become one with the Force, what actually happens is they are reincarnated into the regular universe we live in. And this is Qui-Gon Jinn living out his life as a human being on Earth. And he somehow manages to fuck it up. I mean, come on.
It's like even this.
He taped glass to his fist. He should have won. It should not have been a tie. He punched a wolf.
I never saw that movie.
Well, in the end, it's implied that they both die or one of them lives, and it's like, you don't know.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm still eating spaghetti.
Stop cannibalizing it.
But yeah.
Going off our little Star Wars rants here, I would like to go into my own little rant.
Go on.
About this new Star Wars movie coming out.
Hey, we're on the topic of Disney. We can do it.
All
Yeah,
right.
fair enough. We can transition this into.
Fair.
Okay, and that's a good point right there. Disney making this new Star Wars movie. Like, what are you doing, Disney? Get your hands out of everything. Like, stick to what you know
I can't
best.
do that, Mr. David. Ho ho, fuck you. Oh. After a childhood.
Oh, Minnie,
Shouldn't be
don't stick
selling
the
sex to little
lightsaber
girls,
there.
Mickey.
Oh, no South Park references. Come on.
Oh. Those are pretty spot on.
It was.
Mr. David, continue.
So, I'm excited. I'm excited for this. But, like I've said before, this movie is being directed by J.J. Abrams. And he took a concept,
Jar
Star.
Jar Abrams.
Jar Jar Abrams. He's taking, he took Star Trek, which was like a complete, like you kind of had to have that nerd side to you, and especially if you got really into it, and he brought it to like this mass public of like
And he
people.
made it terrible.
Okay, he made it terrible for the like 100% like, oh my God, fans, but like for the average watcher, it was a good movie. People enjoyed it. It
He
got.
combined one episode of Star Trek from the original series, and then he tried to combine the Wrath of Khan in the movie Into Darkness.
David, what have you
More
done?
importantly, there were no other super, like, there were no other eugenics. There were no other eugenic human beings from the eugenics war. It was just Khan. And, like,
Know.
why the hell did they pick Cumberbatch? Khan was supposed to be a Native American.
Because he's one of those actors who was popular
And
at
they
the
didn't
time.
explain anything. They didn't explain about the eugenics war of the 1990s.
Why? Let me tell you why. Because
It's a
they took a
reimagining.
movie, yeah, it's a
Yeah.
reimagining, and they took a TV show to make a movie. Like they had to cut some stuff out, and they were trying to make it. It's like going from book to TV show, and then TV show to a movie. Like you only have 3 hours to explain, like a, I don't even know how long.
And they ruined it.
Yep.
I
And
think they did a good job. I think they
more
did a good
importantly,
job.
no, because one thing, they had a dead tribble, which we know are illegal to have. They had a dead tribble on that ship, and they used that to bring Spock back to life.
Of all the things, has the tribble
The,
thing bothered
there
you?
was no way that tribble could have been dead for that long and
Yeah.
for that blood to still work. So they were breaking the law. And more importantly, Captain Pike, who is supposed to be a vegetable in a machine, he is still around. He's still walking, fully abled, is hanging around with Captain Kirk. Captain Pike gives him the Enterprise, and Captain Pike, when he gives him the Enterprise, is in fact in that robot thing.
Are you
I was
done?
pissed. Yes, I'm done.
Nerd.
I
Okay.
mean, he raises good points, but let's be real here. Spock dies instead of Kirk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. They revived Kirk
Yeah,
in the movie.
they
Yeah.
revived.
I hated the movie so much. I forgot about that.
Yeah, they revived Kirk, and I was so confused. I was so confused when that was going on. I was like, "Wait, what's going on?"
I'm still
Kirk doesn't walk
salty.
in here.
I'm still salty that like baggage claim Thumbersnatch gets to be in Doctor Strange.
Oh yeah, if only there was a way where we could make everybody forget that Robert Downey Jr. was in Iron Man and just cast him for Doctor Strange. Because hey, we can talk about this too because it's Disney.
I don't know.
All right,
I
but
was kind of going.
hold on. I want to finish my rant here.
How?
So they're taking, so this guy is taking a new thing, Star Wars, which they are not using the extended universe for. Fuck you, Disney. And they're taking like this, like a well more like household known name. Like it's not considered as nerdy to like Star Wars as it is to like Star Trek. And
Yeah.
like they're taking Star Wars and they're like, I don't know where they're gonna push it. They're using a lot of the same actors, but they're not using the story that we all know. So they're pioneering a new way. Fuck you, Disney, for buying this, and fuck you for I have this really bad feeling you're gonna ruin it.
And more importantly, fuck you, J.J. Abrams. You ruined Star Trek.
You did good on me, J.J. Abrams. You did good on me.
Well,
Well,
we
fuck
just
you
lost a
too, David.
listener.
Were you?
It might have been J.J. Abrams who might
Oh,
have
that's okay. J.J. Abrams can listen to any podcast he want.
So wait, were you an Ewok kid or were you a Jar Jar kid?
Dude, surprisingly, I was one of those kids who didn't like Ewoks or Jar Jar.
Karina liked Ewoks. Hey.
If she likes Jar Jar, she's too young for you, bro.
Oh. No, I actually liked Wampas. Wampa Stompa. I only liked them just because how hard they were to kill in Shadows of the Empire.
Fair. Did you
and
ever
I
play?
I wanted to know more.
What was that game? Star Wars Demolition. That was my game back in the
Star
day.
Star Wars Demolition. No, I actually haven't.
That was a game.
Like my two favorite were Star Wars Bounty Hunter and Shadows of the Empire. Both really good games. And recently I was hearing people talk about how, well, I mean, we really shouldn't go into the stereotypes people complained about because that's way too long. But I never noticed the whole thing about Troidarians. I'll just end that there.
So anyways, Doctor Strange.
Yeah,
I'm still salty. Just because I really wanted, like, Diego de Luna or the guy who's Littlefinger from Game of Thrones to be Doctor Strange.
Oh, that would have been perfect.
Littlefinger.
I keep forgetting what his real name is, but they refer to him as Littlefinger in the show.
Why?
Because he's from the fingers and he's from the littlest finger.
No,
Is he from the land of Lilliput?
Actually, I'm not even sure why they call him that on the show.
I just said why. That's like legitimately the reason why.
Oh, is that really?
Oh, it was?
Yes, because he's from...
Cool, I'm still confused, but let's not go
so
into it.
I'll give you the really short synopsis. There's this like part of the world where they have like these little jutouts of like the world of like they're like, and they look like fingers, and he's from the littlest finger, and he moves to King's Landing.
So is everybody from the middle finger just complete assholes?
I don't think we've ever actually met anybody from any other part of the fingers.
Yeah.
I don't think. It's not really a inhabited place.
Right.
So yeah. But anyways, going back to Marvel, how about Captain America Civil War?
Everybody's telling me not to read Civil War.
Because it's Mark Millar, that's why.
I thought there were, like, different versions of it made by different people.
Those are kind of the spin-offs, but, like, the main, like, the granddaddy of the Civil War is written by Mark Millar, and he's not, like, the best writer when it comes to comics.
Well...
He wrote Kick-Ass.
Is the same person who directed Age of Ultron going to be directing Civil War?
No.
Okay, good. I liked Ultron as a villain, but that whole movie was a mess.
I didn't see it.
Don't. Like, honestly, don't. If you're not a diehard fan of any of the comics and you just want to see a good movie, don't watch the movie.
Oh, I enjoyed the comics. I enjoyed the comics.
Okay, well then, yeah, go see it then if you enjoy the comics and actually read them and can, you know, brush this off and be like, oh, well, it doesn't affect the comics too much.
Right. They're just, okay, what they're doing, though, is they're just trying to set up and buy time so that way they can keep filming the Thanos War, or
the Infinity Gauntlet.
Yeah, the Infinity War. It's called the Infinity War. They're doing it part one and part two. That's what they're doing. They're just buying time for that. I'm sure they're probably filming it already.
Meanwhile, DC's twiddling their thumbs.
They're just like, wait,
they're
no.
They're just like, oh, shit, guys, we gotta make a movie.
But those Batman movies.
But those Batman
that
movies
came out like 3 years ago.
That now won't be canon with the rest.
Yeah.
I don't know, always feel like DC is like the stepfather who's kind of disappointed you one too many times. And it's like, no, I promise to be at your soccer practice.
I promise. Hey, who wants to play Batman?
Yeah, that's and he tries to win
you
your love.
You remember Batman? You love Batman, don't you? No, Dad, I'm tired of Batman. Oh, but look at this, a new Batman origin story. You know how you love those.
Okay, you know what is pissing me off?
Origin stories?
Yes.
With Spider-Man?
No, more importantly, Wolverine origin stories. Can we please stop? Can we please stop? How many Wolverine movies have come out now? Like
They're
four or
making another
five?
one.
I know. And
Oh, wait, they are?
yes.
Oh.
Like, okay, and I love you, Hugh Jackman. I love you, but can we please pass on the role? Like, I love seeing different people interpret superheroes. Like, it's just something, it's one of those things where it's like, I like to see one person pass it to the next and just see how it works. But like, I love him in that role. I just want to see somebody new.
Spider-Man 2 was the best Spider-Man.
Spider-Man
Team Toby.
But Spider-Man 3 was the best game. I
Team
didn't
Toby.
I didn't mind the
Whoa, he
new
stole that guy's pizza.
Whoa. I didn't mind the new amazing Spider-Mans. I didn't mind those. They weren't bad.
I actually finally got to sit down and watch The Amazing Spider-Man 2, and I just couldn't. I had to shut it off.
Really? I heard that
It's
one
like,
wasn't too bad. I heard it wasn't
I just couldn't watch it.
that bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was. The only redeemable thing was the relationship of Gwen Stacy and Peter Parker.
Okay.
Like, I was watching, it's like, the only Spider-Man 2 I need in my life is Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man 2.
Oh, yeah, since he's doing Spider-Man so well still.
Hey, we need him, not this 19-year-old.
I think he plays a good Spider-Man, personally.
Tobey Maguire played a great Spider-Man after high school.
Yeah.
Oh no, I'm late to Dr. Connors'
Oh,
class.
okay, but can we.
Dr. Connors, I'm so sorry.
I think that the part that I didn't like the big part of like why the fuck am I still watching this movie was
Raindrops or
Kirsten
the.
Dunst. I did
Oh,
not like her
yeah,
as Mary
just.
Jane.
Yeah, I don't either.
She was
Her
such a
as Mary
damsel
Jane,
in
too.
distress, or such a damsel in distress, and Mary Jane was not like that. And it was just like
Face it, Tiger, you hit the jackpot. Oh,
My May.
my May.
My Mamie Mamie.
Did you read any oh, for crap, I can't remember. Was it Spider-Man, The Amazing Spider-Man issue 200? What was the issue where Doc Ock takes over the body of Peter Parker?
It wasn't Doc Ock. It was
Yeah, it
oh
was
it,
Doc
no, it
Ock.
was Doc
Yeah,
Ock.
it was. Yeah, and like Doc Ock was already dating Aunt
Oh
May.
yeah, that was so
And
weird.
like
He was
and like
dating
so what's
Mary
take
Jane and she didn't know, and it
Yeah,
was.
and like Doc Ock takes over the body of Peter Parker, and Doc Ock makes Peter watch as he says, as he gets Mary Jane to say, "Face it, Tiger, you hit the jackpot." Oh my God.
I'm trying to remember Spider-Man. I know what you're talking about exactly.
There, if you go on YouTube and look up like people's reactions to the final comic where like he took over his body, so many people are
Oh,
mad.
it was Superior Spider-Man, I
Oh,
remember.
Superior Spider-Man. No, that's the new one. That's the new one. Because Doc Ock wants to show he's the Superior Spider-Man.
Yeah, the Superior Spider-Man is the one where Doc Ock takes over as Peter
Yeah.
Parker.
How about Marvel kill or Deadpool kills the Marvel universe?
I still haven't read that. I
I
kind of have a
enjoyed it.
problem reading Deadpool. I
Oh, see,
just
I enjoy
can't.
Deadpool. I enjoy Deadpool. I've enjoyed Deadpool for a long time, though, like
I'm kind of a hipster about these things. I
I'm
can
kind of
only
like that
read
too.
comic books if they're made out of hemp.
I'm kind of like that about Deadpool at this point, where it's just like, oh, I knew Deadpool way before you people did.
I
Now
and not like I
I
hate
didn't
what
even like
Deadpool's
him.
becoming. I hate what it's becoming. Like
Yeah.
it was
I didn't
such a
even like him
cool just
then.
like idea of just like a mercenary guy. He was great. It was awesome. And then all of a sudden just everybody's like, "Oh, I played the video game." And I'm just like, "Oh, so."
Everybody's like, oh, I like the funny Deadpool.
Well,
Yeah.
he was funny when he started out. He was supposed to be a parody of Deathstroke.
Yeah.
Oh. I honestly did not know that.
The
Um,
more you know.
and then all you have to do is just ask people, "Well, how does he teleport?" And then people are like, "With his superpowers." And I'm just like, "Shut up. Don't talk to
It's like, all right, actually going back to animation.
Oh yeah, we really
How
gotta
about
go on to
Kung
the
Fu Panda
trailers.
3? How
Kung
about
Fu Panda. We get Bryan Cranston to be his dad.
That'd be cool. His
Well, I mean,
meth dealing father.
Hey, and we got Seth Rogen as the Mantis.
Did anyone even see the second one?
I did not.
Like the second one. I did not like the second one.
I've only seen like the first movie.
Be glad I didn't see the second one. There was something about the second one. It just seemed really juvenile and just naive compared to the first.
I know people who said who've seen it. They said they liked the villain in this one.
Oh, in the second. The villain was okay. He was like just a dickhole of a peacock. I must kill every panda. Oops, I missed one.
What was the reasoning? He's like, just cause
because
he
they. Well, what happened was they foresaw that some goat lady foresaw that he would be overthrown by a panda. So he's like, oh well, I guess I just gotta kill all the pandas.
Oh god damn
and
it!
So that's how his parents got separated.
Oh,
that's.
Dun, dun, dun.
Except for his dad. Except for his dad. His dad became Bryan Cranston.
So then
the whole thing where he's like doing all the Hadoukens of the cannonballs back at the ship, and the peacock's like, oh my god. And that's the end of the movie.
And Hotel Transylvania 2.
I still haven't seen the first one. Don't know if I want it. Adam Sandler's in it.
Yeah, same.
It's one of the better Adam Sandler films he's put out in.
Hello, my name is Bobby Boucher. Would you like some water?
Do you have any more gum?
Gatorade.
I really enjoyed old Adam Sandler films, but that's beside
it's
the point.
Whoa.
I never liked old Adam Sandler films. I think the only two I've liked was The Wedding Singer and Punch Drunk Love.
I did like The Water Boy.
I loved Water Boy. Loved Billy Madison. Loved Happy
Thomas
Gilmore.
Thomas Edison didn't invent electricity. I did.
God damn it.
Thomas Edison's the devil.
Alligators are mad because they got a toothache. Because they don't brush their teeth.
Go away. Go away. Sorry. You can't be up here.
It's the medulla oblongata.
Damn it. I didn't like Little Nicky.
You know what I did like?
I didn't like
You know what I did like?
Little Nicky when I was
go on, go on.
I did like Rick and Morty season one.
No.
Well, can we do one more Adam Sandler quote?
All right, fine.
Damien, get in the flash. Dad wants you home. All right, I'm done.
Are you done?
Yeah.
You sure?
But.
Well, no, we can't go on to that. We got a couple more trailers. We got like two more trailers we didn't go over.
God damn it, David. Can't you just be patient?
But Rick and Morty.
Peanuts. Peanuts.
It's a trailer. It's a trailer. Fuck it's you, a it's a trailer.
Yeah, that's about but it. David, it's a trailer. I'm not excited for it.
But these peanuts. Just...
Okay, these peanuts looks pretty good.
No, it doesn't. Don't even lie. You know
it does.
It's gonna be flop.
No. Okay, I like how they're not trying to be modern about it. Like, it's really keeping the whole timeless thing with the trailer, so...
Until you watch the movie and it's a giant Apple advertisement.
Shh. No. There better not be a single damn smartphone in this movie.
Good grief. Got a blog on Twitter about this. With my 140 text character limit.
No, it's like I don't want it to be another Smurfs movie. I want it to be like completely timeless. Like the Sandlot kind of movies where it's like, where it's just kids being kids and it's going to be great.
I saw the ending of Sandlot. I didn't see the whole movie.
I like the Sandlot. It's
hey.
Like that one and Stand By Me are like the more timeless kid movies where it's like, oh, we're going to try to cram in as many pop culture references in this film as much as we can.
I'm going to say it. The Secret Life of Pets, they're going to have a ton of pop culture references.
Oh, yeah, they are.
I don't look forward to that movie. You guys showed me
the
trailer
and
I was just like, it just looks like another like filler Disney movie.
I'm optimistic about it.
Oh, is Disney making it?
No, it's the same company that made Despicable Me.
Oh, yeah, that.
Oh, and then they're making a Minions movie.
No, shh. We're not going to talk about Minions.
We're not going to go off on that.
No, we're not going to go.
Tried to watch Despicable Me 2 the other night, fell asleep.
I watched the first one. It was okay. I did think it was funny that they put Pharrell. Is it Pharrell Williams? Who made the song Happy? Is that what his name is? Yeah.
Pharrell.
I
think it's
Pharrell.
Pharrell Williams.
You're so white.
For real, Pharrell. Anyway. Yeah, it was okay. Don't want to watch another one. Next.
Okay. Now, like, the other shows that we have to, like...
Rick and Morty.
Can we not?
Okay.
You're just going to be that guy, Blake?
No.
No. But just Scooby... did Scooby...
Right, here, I'll recap this whole entire little article. Scooby-Doo and most of the reboots that they got going on here look awful. Next.
Looney Tunes looks like it's out of Flash. Scooby-Doo looks like a Family Guy skit.
Just the design of it. It's
Bunnicula,
just
so I have no opinion whatsoever.
Oh, I'm excited for Bunnicula.
I haven't read anything. I don't know. We Bear Bears.
How about Adventure Time, though?
No.
Was that show, like, bad now, or what?
I enjoy it.
It is.
I only ever watch the reruns, though.
I'm hearing the comics are actually good.
There's comics?
Yeah, I'm hearing the comics are actually pretty okay. Apparently Finn meets his dad.
Yeah, there's he meets his dad in the show.
Oh, he does?
He's flying around on some little comet, and then Finn's
But
like,
his dad's kind of a dick.
Yeah.
Just like the comics.
Yeah. His dad.
No, I don't know, Adventure Time kind of lost its touch. It already, like, peaked. Like, it's not fun watching it anymore at this point.
Yeah, well, what is it? Going back to it, We Bear Bears, we all saw the little short, didn't we?
Blake can barely wait for it.
You know, I'd go on to, like, a whole bunch of bear puns, but it'd be shameful because they all would have been stolen from Teddy from Persona 4.
Oh, God damn it. I knew Persona was going to make its way.
Yeah. I liked it. I liked it. I thought it was okay. I just hope it actually goes somewhere. I hope it's not like just, oh, we're bears living in a city dealing with discrimination.
Yeah, with, like, bear things.
Like, okay, does anybody remember the Geico commercial with the cavemen? Yeah. And how they made a cavemen show?
Yeah.
How long did that last?
Okay, I know,
like,
we didn't
two episodes,
want to go, I know we didn't want to go into this, but I'm going to go into it real quick.
Hurry.
Can they please stop doing these spinoffs? I hate spinoffs. Spinoffs are about, like...
Hey, there are some good spinoffs out
there. We Bear Bears isn't a spinoff.
I know that, but I'm talking more along the lines of
the
Geico
thing.
Geico, Minions, everything else that they keep doing. Planet Sheen. Like, can we stop ruining the original by doing spinoffs of things I don't care about?
Dear Hollywood, stop fucking things up.
Dear Hollywood, you fucked up Gem and the Holograms. What next? Oh, wait, that's right. They're going to ruin a new video. Well, not a new video game. They're making a new movie that's going to ruin an old video game.
What?
Rampage.
Yeah.
Starring The Rock.
And then they made Dumb and Dumber
for,
2, which was
the
awful.
The first thing I thought was, oh, The Rock's going to be the gorilla. He's going to fight the giant iguana.
Dude, Rampage was great back in the day. But then, like, you know what else was great back in the day? Dumb and Dumber. You know what wasn't great when it was remade? Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber-er, and then the new Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber 2. Dumb and Dumber-er was better than Dumb and Dumber 2, and that is saying a lot.
Yeah, that's definitely saying a lot, because I hate that movie.
Joe Dirt 2?
No, that's right, they're still making that.
Can you not?
People saw Joe Dirt.
Can
you
not?
Joe Dirt was that show that was always on Comedy Central, in between that and... like reruns of Mad TV with Will Sasso.
Oh, yeah, I forgot Mad TV was a thing.
It was okay when I was.
It was
in
a better,
like,
comic.
Fourth grade.
No, it was like it was actually pretty funny when it first came out. Like,
yeah. It was a good comic. It was a good comic series.
Yeah,
I never read Mad Magazine.
Mad TV and Saturday Night Live both. I feel like they both kind of went to shit at the same time.
Yeah. They did.
Hmm. But yeah.
Let's see here. What else?
Oh, where the hell is it?
Where were we going before
we
I
bear
went
bears.
Off? Oh, yeah.
Oh, Pig, Goat, Banana, Cricket. That is an ugly show.
Well, I mean, it was based off like a comic. They had a Nickelodeon magazine. But I don't know. I feel like
it's like Ren and Stimpy meets what was another gross cartoon on Nickelodeon?
Cat Dog.
Well, we don't talk about Cat Dog.
Yes, we do.
I didn't, Cat Dog. I feel like I hated the Mighty Bee. It was like
what was that show, like something monsters?
Real Monsters. Yeah. There we go. Another classy supo. I don't know how to say it.
See, I enjoyed those shows as a kid.
That was a good show. That was a good show. Rocko's Modern Life. But yeah, we're going on nostalgia trip now. We gotta slow down.
Nostalgia.
And which got bought out by Disney.
I know.
Yeah.
Fucking Disney's monopoly right now. Ugh.
Oh, just hold it in, David. We have to talk shit about Disney later on in the podcast.
Good. Good.
But like, no, it just feels like Nickelodeon's trying to relive the glory days with like, hey, remember SpongeBob? Wasn't that a good show? Well, the show is kind of like SpongeBob, like with Pig, No, Goat, Banana, Cricket. Ugh.
And is SpongeBob even getting more episodes?
Yes, they've not stopped recording, I don't think.
Yeah, same goes for Fairly Odd Parents.
Oh, I just saw a Fairly Odd Parents movie on the other day. For whatever reason, I fell asleep to Nickelodeon being on, and then when I woke up,
Don't worry, just keep going.
It was Fairly Odd Parents, but it was live.
Hang on, sorry.
It was like Drake Bell was in it.
Oh yeah.
And I was so confused. Poof was real or something, and then they had like this evil looking Poof. All right, pretty much Fairly Odd Parents went downhill after
Abracatastrophe. Poof. It's like dead to me.
What was Abracatastrophe? Was that the one with the muffin?
Yeah.
After okay. Poof was introduced, I stopped watching. I was
Poof
like,
the
I
dog or the baby?
The baby.
Oh.
You know what's the funny thing is like.
What a horrible name.
I'm like, pretty sure that's the name.
Wanda, Cosmo, and Poof.
And then you know what was really weird? Spoilers for all you that haven't seen this new Disney movie, or this new Nickelodeon movie. But then Timmy became a Fairly Odd Parent, and I was so
confused. Wait, what? Oh, no, what about the Zac Efron movie, Grow Up Timmy Turner?
That might have actually been it. It might have been Zac Efron.
Where Timmy Turner was Zac Efron.
That might have been it.
Yeah,
that is
17 again.
That is what I might be talking about. And then at the end of the movie, he turns into a
Fairly Odd Parent. Was it? It was Drake Bell.
Yeah, it was Drake Bell.
Yeah, it was Drake.
Oh. He keeps saying this.
Drake Bell and Zac Efron kind of look the same to me, even
no, they
though
don't.
I don't
One
pay
of them
attention.
Is so better looking
I, here's
to
the problem: I don't pay attention to either of them, so they look the same to me.
One of them has dreamier eyes, spaghetti.
No, they're both terrible.
And one of them just has spaghetti falling out of their pockets.
The one thing I think is funny about the whole ironic thing with Fairly Odd Parents is like Tara Strong voices Poof, and she also voiced another baby everybody still hates to this day, which is Dill.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
We hate Dill.
Yeah, people hate Dill.
I love Dill.
I feel like I'm in the minority who actually liked Kimmy.
I hated Kimmy.
I liked Kimmy.
I wasn't too big on Dill.
Dill like spelled the death of this.
Sam just
like he had to introduce poop jokes. If you have to introduce poop jokes into a show that was already okay, you know that they were already running out of ideas for episodes.
No, you know when they ran out of ideas? You know when they ran out of ideas?
I love how, like,
when they grew up. When they grew up, they were out of ideas.
Yeah, that really did jump the shark.
I think everybody and their mother agrees with that one, though.
I do love how, like, our lovely producer, Sam, had to say, like, she couldn't stand Dill either.
Yeah, she really fucking hates Dill.
Nobody likes Dill.
Yeah, it says, fucking hate Dill.
Except for Mr. David.
And then the timestamp says 12:23 a.m. She took time out of her day to tell us that. So that is very important right there.
Let's see.
Just remember, Dill was terrible.
I could totally
watch the show.
I could totally do a Chucky cosplay, just saying. but that's beside the point.
I feel like I just hated Chucky at times too, as much as I like the show.
Okay, we're gonna have to bitch about this. Chucky, like, for a while, it was great when Chucky was a complete wuss. I didn't like when he started to become confident.
Yeah.
I liked it when he started becoming confident.
What about the great episodes where, like, oh, yeah, he's, like, afraid to go down a slide, or, oh, no, he killed a tree.
Well, that was his thing, is just,
yes,
like, him
yes,
being
yes.
afraid of everything.
Without spoiling anything, I totally agree on this next episode idea.
You spelled it wrong, Sam.
I don't care.
Can we just do it now?
Do we have time? How far are we in right now?
I have no
idea. We're going to have to sacrifice Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty. There was a trailer. They played Weird Science. There we go. Done.
It looks pretty good. The only part that I'm mad about this Rick and Morty trailer is how long it's taking them. Like,
oh, yeah. I feel like they're taking their sweet time, too. Like, they're not rushing perfection.
That's gross.
And, like, I understand that, but give me something. Give me something in, like, January. Like, so that way, at least I have something to roll with for, like, this long... Like, I get it. Year-long wait. Got it. Sold. But, like, give me a trailer before, like, a week and a half that it's going to come out. Like...
Mm. Ew. Hey, Josh. Chibi's puking like crazy.
Chibi is our mascot.
Oh, that's gross.
It's
Spaghetti's mascot.
No, it's Josh's cat.
It's Josh's mascot.
It just puked in front of me twice, and I'm just really grossed out.
Mr. David, we all have mascots.
And now she's moving it around on the floor with her paw. This is gross.
Can mine be my beta fish?
My beta fish?
My beta fish. Blake's mascot can be a slime from
Dragon
Quest. No,
my mascot will be a bowl of spaghetti that's shaped like a slime from Dragon Quest. It'll just be a slime made of spaghetti sitting in a bowl.
Sitting in a Bulby.
Being held by Bulby. can we talk about it, please?
We'll wait till next episode.
Sure. Okay.
That way we actually do a next episode.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right.
But yeah, so I feel like this is probably a pretty good point to start wrapping it up.
All right. Final topic.
Oh yeah, Mr. David, you want to talk shit about Disney again?
Okay, I'll start this one off. Let me add him, Coach.
All right, put me in, Coach.
Let Bulby in.
So,
all right, for those of you who don't know, Hollywood Studios, like, it's the park in Disney World, just announced that they're getting rid of their Magic of Disney Animation, which is like the area where it's just focused on solely on 2D animation of Disney. They actually used to make movies there. They're tearing it down.
So
next year,
does this mean that we're not getting 2D animated movies anymore?
I don't think
Well, we haven't gotten any in the past years. They're just getting rid of, like,
museum. What about that Hawaiian princess movie that we're gonna get? Not Hawaiian, but whatever it was.
Polynesian? No.
Polynesian. Wow, I'm a terrible person.
All of Disney's animation is done in California. They no longer do it in Florida.
Yeah.
But, like, that was pretty much Magic of Disney Animation was, like, the museum.
It's probably because all those damn gators and Jeb Bush.
Well, I mean, they would have meet and greets there, too. And it's
him
just...
and his army of gators. God damn him.
I think what they're doing is they're trying to move everything to, like, Disneyland, Disney World, and trying to get rid of all these smaller parks that they have.
No, Hollywood Studios is like the beta testing park, if anyone's ever been to it.
It's pretty cool. I enjoyed Downtown Disney and like everything there, but...
No, not Downtown Disney, Hollywood Studios.
Yeah,
It's like all over the place because they have nothing but Frozen and Star Wars and Muppets and...
Yeah, but I mean, Frozen, come on.
Oh yeah, Blake totally loved Frozen.
Yeah, Aladdin wasn't better than Frozen, not at all.
Okay, I liked Frozen. Wasn't my favorite, but I liked it. I liked it. Okay, here's what I liked. Because like I said, I'm one of those
optimistic
credits. People.
I liked the ending credits. That was a great scene. And the best part, when I got to get out the door.
Fair? Okay, I liked where they were going with it. Because the direction Disney has been headed is such like a... I haven't enjoyed most of the Disney movies I've seen in a while, and that was a refreshing, like, childhood movie.
Tell me about the direction. What about the direction?
Mm.
I hate you
Didn't
guys.
expect that.
I hate you guys. Like,
No, I want to hear about this. I want to hear about the direction.
I don't
Just
know. Just
crazy
like,
frozen.
yeah, like, I don't know. It just seems
Well,
like they're kind of
before
going.
Frozen, like, what direction? Continue, you're
Yeah, there
sorry.
was no direction because I hadn't seen any Disney movies. Like, they had some good movies. They had, like, Cars and stuff like that going up to it. But then
No, that was a terrible
pre-Frozen.
movie.
I hate all of you who say Cars is bad. I love
And
Cars.
I was gonna plug that reference because Disney's affiliated with them, but I stopped myself.
Cars.
Well, no, the One
Plebe.
Direction thing.
That is
They were going
trash. But
one
I enjoyed
direction.
Frozen. I don't know. I enjoyed it. Would give it about a 7 out of 10. I could probably quote most of the lines in that movie.
It's being a little too generous
That
right
is
there.
very, very generous. You know, one thing that really makes me sad is the fact that so many people went to see the Cinderella movie just to see Frozen
Oh.
Fever.
Oh yeah, that was like
Nobody cared about Cinderella.
that was actually something me and Spaghetti went to go see a Kingsman like a few months back
They killed Obama in that movie. Not Frozen Fever, but Kingsman.
They killed
It took a
Obama.
really hard turn, boy, let me tell
Obama
you.
wasn't in that movie.
Yeah,
Yeah, he
Obama
was.
was. Like, his face isn't in it, but they show him from the backside.
And as we were
Oh,
walking out,
okay.
like for Kingsman, all so many little girls were dressed as Elsa just for
Yeah, coming
Cinderella.
out of a Cinderella movie. And then there was that dad yelling at his little daughter, "No, you need to keep this poster in good condition."
Yeah, it's like it might be worth something,
It
and it's
might
like.
be worth something. I was like, yeah, he probably collects comics.
Yeah, no, it's not gonna be worth anything. Spoiler alerts.
Spoiler alerts.
Like that comic of yours
Just
is
like
just not.
movie's gotta be good.
Just like my mountain of Pokemon cards sitting in my room that I'm
I'm still
hoping one
depressed
day
about that. I'm still depressed about
they will
that.
never be worth
There's
anything.
still no Pokemon card boom.
There's no po the Beanie Baby boom is that still gonna be a thing?
No Beanie Babies. Original vanilla Yu-Gi-Oh cards are still not worth anything. Well, maybe some of them are, but I know Karibo isn't worth anything.
Damn you, Karibo.
Damn it, Karibo.
I know, like with like the toy boom is no longer a thing anymore. The toy crash. Another thing
When.
we can blame Star
Oh,
Wars
because of
on.
episode one. Do you
Yeah.
want to know how many times I saw episode one in theaters? Try and guess.
7 times.
Oh, you were one number too high.
Six.
Yes.
Yay.
My dad wanted us to see that movie. Holy crap.
Did you even like it when you first saw
I loved it when I saw it. And I
it?
don't know why, because I hated Jar Jar.
God, I didn't even see it in theaters, but I just remember the marketing for it being everywhere.
I totally had an
They.
Anakin Skywalker backpack, just saying.
Oh.
And this so wizard, Annie. Oh yeah, that guy, the guy who played young Anakin actually got arrested for racing.
God, so many
So
pod
when he got
racing
pulled
jokes.
over, so when he got pulled over, did the officers say, "So is this pod racing?"
No. I mean, hell, he just hates Star Wars so much at this point.
Yeah, it kind of ruined his life. He doesn't look too happy. Well, I mean, yeah, he did get arrested, so obviously
I
his
mean,
mugshot
yeah.
doesn't look happy, but he just looked so done.
Nobody would be happy if they got arrested, Blake.
Well, nobody would be happy if they had to be in episode one.
I mean, Ewan McGregor is doing pretty okay. And so is Liam Neeson.
Wait, was Ewan McGregor in episode one?
Yeah.
Wow. I feel like I really should have known that. I really should
He's in all
have.
three.
I'm ashamed of myself. I thought I was a fan of Star Wars, but I'm just really ashamed of myself.
But you don't even know who Mara Jade is.
I do know who Mara Jade is. She ends up
Good,
with the
because she's not
moon.
going to exist in this
I know.
continuity.
It's sad. So, okay, why do we have a note that just says Eisner in all caps? What did he do?
Oh no, that was like kind of an in joke with Milton. He's another host of ours who couldn't be here tonight.
And he works at Disney.
No, he just blames Michael Eisner for like Disney going to shit.
Well,
And I mean, he's not wrong.
what was the last thing Eisner did?
I'm trying to remember. He retired, so he didn't die. I didn't know
So that's the one bad thing he did. He didn't die.
that. No, he's still alive, lying on a mountain of money. But like, I'm trying to remember like what exactly he did that
Since
made.
I never hear about Michael Eisner, so I can't be like, yeah, God damn it, Eisner. I'll just be like, what'd he do?
He fucked up.
Okay, how? Tell me, what'd he do?
I'm trying to remember. I know he was
One
like
thing, like, I am glad this is a pilot because one thing we do need to do is we need to, like, go in a little bit more detail about these shows.
I
Like,
know the
who's
one thing.
behind them? Who's making them?
I
You
know
know,
the
that
one
type of
thing
thing.
that people blame him for is the direct-to-DVD sequels.
Which ones was he?
All
What,
of them.
all of them? Yeah, but the Aladdin ones were okay, but I never count Return of Jafar because that movie was god awful. But the second one, Robin Williams came back, or sorry, the third one, where Robin Williams came back, was good.
All the Lion Kings after the first one pretty much sucked. Besides Lion King 1.5, that one was pretty good.
Yeah, apparently that was one of the few good
Lion
ones. I
King 2
haven't
was like
seen
the
it.
only good one.
Well, again, origin stories. Didn't care about two. Was there a princess movie that was supposed to be really good? A straight to VHS? Is it supposed to be Cinderella?
Yeah, the Cinderella ones were surprisingly good.
I'll tell you what was complete ass was Mulan
Oh gosh, we don't talk.
two. Yeah, we
I
didn't
know a lot
talk
of people
about
who hated the
that.
Cinderella
And
ones
they
just
tried to
because
bring back a girl worth fighting for.
it was terrible. I know, because like I know a lot of people who said they hated like the Cinderella second one just because it was focused on like the side characters, but it was kind of like that one episode of The Simpsons, the 12 short stories of Springfield or something like that. Like, oh, let's just focus on like the side characters.
Ah, sorry, I had to compose myself.
Oh, Mr. David, did you see any other ones?
Oh, let's see here. I'm trying to think. Not really. I usually stuck to like my basics. We didn't really have that many VHSs as a kid, so I had like the basics, you know, like Little Mermaid, Lion King, Aladdin. We had Hercules. I wasn't really a big Hercules kid though.
Yeah, what they made, what
Tarzan
was
though,
it?
Tarzan was good.
Oh yeah.
And I
You
never
know, I don't
understood,
know
like
too
as a
many people who
kid,
liked it.
I,
Hercules, anyway.
yeah, as a kid, I could never make the distinction between Tarzan and George of the Jungle.
Oh, dude.
How?
Don't
Like, just
know,
like,
like,
there's two guys in the forest, same thing.
I always just kind of thought that George of the Jungle was a live action Tarzan.
Two guys in a forest doing fuck knows what with a bunch of
And then
gorillas.
like they bring,
Ow.
and then in Tarzan they bring him to the city, and then in George of the Jungle he ends up coming to the city, and it's just
Oh,
like,
and then that Disney movie, Jungle to Jungle, with Tim Allen.
yeah, that one. Wait,
Remember
is that the
that?
one where they shoot the guy in the neck with all the blow darts?
Yeah, and then there was that tarantula named
Yeah.
Zika or something.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't remember that movie too well. All I remember was like there was a giant Tim Allen binge in the 90s.
You know what I remember from George of the Jungle? It was my dad almost every day just going, George, George, George of the Jungle, watch out for that tree.
Now, was that the one with Brendan Fraser?
Yeah, that was the
Yeah.
one.
Ah, was it, didn't that come out like
Nostalgia.
right before The Mummy?
Yeah, that came out like before The
Yeah, because
Mummy.
they also made the Dudley Do-Right movie with
Oh,
Brendan Fraser, and it wasn't good.
well, of course it wasn't.
Let's see. They made Dudley Do-Right. They made Rocky and Bullwinkle. He wasn't in that, but like, didn't they like do like a bunch of shit that's like on the Boomerang channel?
Yeah, pretty much.
I think all we're missing is Jabberjaw, Hong Kong Phooey,
They were
and
supposed to make a Hong Kong Phooey movie at one
glad they
point.
didn't because it would suck anyway, just like Underdog.
But it was going to have Eddie Murphy in it.
That would still suck. You saw Night of the Professor 2. That movie sucked.
I didn't see it, you did.
I enjoyed Nutty Professor 2.
That was the first
I
movie my
enjoy
dad
most
had
movies
to
I
like
see. I
drag
don't know
us
why
out
you
of
keep saying
because he
that.
hated it that much.
If I don't enjoy a movie, there's something wrong with the movie.
All right. Well, since we're on that. I'm sorry, I read that too.
I don't get the reference.
Anyway, movie that the first movie you ever had to walk out on. Or the first movie you like, okay, first movie you ever had to walk out on, and then the second, first movie you ever just shut off.
Transformers 2.
That was the movie you walked out on?
Yep.
Well, I already said mine, Night Professor 2. It was right when evil Eddie Murphy lands on that woman's chest when he's a baby and goes, "Hey, baby, got milk?"
I don't really think I've ever walked out on a movie in theaters.
No.
I don't think I have.
Really?
I'm like thinking about it. I'm going back in my brain here. I don't remember ever like walking out on a movie.
Son of a bitch. Why you gotta be that? Why you gotta be like that?
Okay. I guess there is one time when I walked out on a movie.
What was it?
I don't know if this really counts. So I was like 11 and I was with my buddy at the movie theaters and we were watching the Yu-Gi-Oh movie.
Oh no.
And we got.
Did you at least get the cards when you walked
in? Yeah. We got all the cards. Okay. And then, like, we were really bored watching the movie, and we just wanted to try out our new decks with this new card added in them. Because we literally just took our decks and put the card in the deck, like, no strategy involved at all.
Yeah.
And then.
Let me guess, you didn't play rules either. You just pull out a level 6.
No. We played rules. Okay. We played rules. Right. There was just no strategy behind building the decks. It was like, this card looks awesome. Throw it in my deck. And so we got bored during the movie. But I mean, like, it had nothing to do with the movie. We just wanted to go play with our decks. And, like, we got, like, kind of kicked out of the movie. So we just sat in the lobby and played Yu-Gi-Oh.
How'd you get kicked out?
Because we were playing Yu-Gi-Oh during the movie.
How? You didn't have any light. Except from the movie.
Yeah, that's what we were using.
So, like, the movie was that bad.
It wasn't great.
I've never seen a single Yu-Gi-Oh! Movie, so.
It wasn't great. So, I mean, I guess that counts as my first movie. At first movie I shut off, I have no idea. I do that a lot. Because, like, I feel like when I go to the movies to watch a movie, I'm like, I've already spent my money. Like, I've already committed an amount of time to being here. I might as well just sit it out and watch the rest of this movie so that way I can bitch about it later. But, like, if I'm sitting at home and I'm watching a movie that's awful, you better bet it's going to get turned off.
Yeah, and that happens a lot for
me. And I think that's why whenever I see a movie in theaters, I like it better than whenever I watch it at home. Because, like, if I watch a movie in theaters, I have to watch it all the way through. And, like, I think I kind of force myself to like it because I'm like, I spent money on this. I'm going to smile. But, like, when I'm at home and I don't like a movie, odds are I probably didn't spend money on it, so... Yeah.
I know I never finished Iron Man 2. I got like to the part where they're on the race car track and was like, eh. I don't know why. Something about this movie I can't watch for some reason. And then I saw the ending of it, like when I was flipping channels. I was like, oh, cool. Now I don't have to watch it.
Almost positive that was Iron
Man. They won. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty sure that was Iron Man 3.
How many minutes are we on right now?
No idea.
Oh.
Doesn't tell me. Anyway.
By the way, that was the first time I asked that. You can't give me shit for that.
Yeah, true.
Anyways, guys.
But I think this is like a pretty good first episode for our podcast.
Yeah.
All right.
So this
good.
Is this was Edible Crayons.
And that was Mr. David.
Next episode of Sam, our
next
lovely
episode.
Producer,
okay.
Recommended martial arts.
Martial arts cartoons.
All right. Episode ending in 3, 2, 1.